Connie, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Well, I wanted you to talk about the. You've been talking about sugar handling, and I appreciate that because when I first realized that I had a sugar problem, I didn't even realize. I didn't really see in my diet how much sugar I was taking in.
That's so typical. People, and the thing is, it's not just what you know as sugar, because of processed foods and because sugar is cheap. And ways of actually making concentrated sweet stuff, like corn syrup, for example.
Right.
These kinds of things, this sugar ends up in all kinds of foods that you would never expect it to be in.
And it really wasn't until I started to look at everything that I ate and look at the labels on all the foods that I was eating and saw how much hidden sugar there was. I realized that I had built up, particularly, here's one example. I had been having soy milk lattes every day because I had heard that, you know, soy is a good thing to take if you're premenopausal or going through menopause.
Boy.
So I was having soy milk lattes every single day. And then I looked at the label and realized how much added sugar there was, and I thought, my gosh, you know, I have turned myself into a junkie just with this.
Yeah, and of course, as I remember, because you have used the nutrition response testing evaluation,
yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And it gave you the answer to what was going on for your problem, didn't it?
Well, right. It certainly did. I mean, for one thing, there was the sugar. There was the response to sugar and carbohydrates generally, which I hadn't really been aware of. I hadn't made the connection. And plus, it showed a sensitivity, you know, a negative response to the soy. And of course, in addition to soy milk, you know, I was consuming all other forms of soy too. I was having, you know, soy vegetarian products and tofu, eating lots of tofu and so on like that. And when I began to put those things out of my diet and just avoid them, the change in my state of being, the way my energetic feelings during the day, my emotional state and so on, really changed dramatically. I was amazed by that.
So looking back at that sugar quiz, you know, did you crave sweets? And of course you did.
I did. Obviously.
And of course you said, you talked about the emotional issues of you know, being anxious or fuzzy thinking,
right.
You know, irritability.
Depressed, you know, kind of low.
Right. And all of those things turned around.
Yes, they did.
And then you were talking about fatigue and that turned around.
Yes, all of those things.
Yeah,
and what I have noticed, because I've been on this program now for a while, what I have noticed is that if I slip up, you know, if I decide I'm going to have something that I know that I probably shouldn't have, but I want it anyway, and I go ahead, you know, I just do it, I can see the change in my state and, you know, recognize, well, that's the price that you pay when you, you know, when you don't, you know, when you're giving into your craving instead of respecting your, you know, how you really feel. And actually, I have to say something about Beth, because she said something to me that one time when I came into the office that really helped a lot.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about craving, you know, how you'll, you know, you slip up and you have something that you want and then you don't feel so great. And she said what she thinks to herself when she sees something that she really liked to have, she says, that does not look as good as I feel.
Yeah, that's exact. In fact, we use that as a result of that. We use that in the office all the time. And for everyone, it makes a huge difference. I mean, I think one of the things...
It's really true.
Yeah, and one of the things is that, you know, you think you have no control over these things.
Right.
And of course, you don't have the most significant information, which is what the nutrition response testing evaluation can give you. And once you've gotten that, then you're in control. You know, you can make the decision whether or not you want to be healthy or whether or not you want to feel better. At least now the control, the power is in your hands.
I was having problems with my pancreas back, you know, when I was a lot younger as well. Stress response, you know, I was in a really high stress job, and would get severe cases of gastritis and have to go to the hospital because they were so painful. And once they got me there, they would see these high pancreatin levels, you know, and they thought I had pancreatitis. And of course, I didn't drink, you know, and I didn't do any of the things, you know, that people normally associate with pancreatitis.
Right.
And I, at the time, I attributed it to the fact that I was in a very stressful situation. But you know, years later, when I started working with you and we began the testing, we realized that my pancreas really was under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it was stressed.
From my habits, you know, my habits were putting a lot of pressure on the pancreas. And not only were the things that we've talked about earlier, the other symptoms that you talked about, the diet, the pre-diabetic and diabetic symptoms, but also the most interesting thing to me, you know, Paul, were the physical symptoms that I had, the chronic pain that I had, you know, on one of my iliosacral joints, and also problems that I had with my shoulders.
Which is
the, do you remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the hip for those of you who want to know what iliosacral joint is.
Right. But, you know, I have had those problems for years and years. And the thing is, and what you showed me, and it was just the most amazing thing, was to see the direct relationship between the state of my pancreas and those physical pains, which I always attributed to being, you know, oh, you know, I injure myself at some time and I'm just going to have this chronic, it's going to recur and so on like that. But when I take the supplements that you had prescribed for my pancreas, when I have the pain and, you know, when I have those pains, those, whatever it is that's going on around those joints just subsides and I no longer have the pain. And that just blew me away.
You know, you raise a very good point, and this is, I think this is something that's very misunderstood, and of course one of the most misdiagnosed things that Western medicine does, and that is that when people have pain at a particular location, the tendency is to try to treat that location.
Right.
And so often, I mean, the overwhelming majority of cases really turn out to be about something completely different. Now, that was my experience as an acupuncturist, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons why acupuncture works so well. You know, in pain, and of course, one of the things that totally confounds people when they see an acupuncturist is oftentimes they will put pins in places in the body that don't seem to be related to the place that they're having the pain. Well, the nice thing about the nutrition response testing is we don't have to use pins. We don't have to use any of those things that, you know, people might be concerned about in order to find out the answers and then utilize whatever supplements or herbs or whatever kind of a natural substance that might be able to handle the stresses or the stress points. In this particular case of yours would be the pancreas.
Right.
And you were asking about the supplements, and it's so critical to understand that supplements are not created equal. And with using nutrition response testing, you're actually able to demonstrate that to an individual by showing them that the synthetic vitamins that they're taking, or even some of the whole food vitamins that they're taking, are not helping. Now, most of you know that already because you're not better. Or if you are better, you're only better to a certain degree. You're really not improving. I mean, you reach this, what we call the dreaded plateau stage, where you're certainly better than you were, and you're awfully grateful for that. But you really don't improve beyond a certain level. And the reason is, and I think Beth is going to make a comment about that, is...
Well, I was thinking that even good supplements that are good for one person, what's interesting is they may not be good for another. Because with Connie, with her pain, it was related to her pancreas. And I know I have a similar situation with pain in my right ankle from an injury that I had years ago. And you had tested my thyroid and had related the pain to my ankle to my thyroid. And so I took extra minerals, and that took away the pain in my ankle.
Yeah, I mean, is it unbelievable just using minerals? I use, as one of my products, I use Standard Process products, and many of you may know what those are. But even those products will not be as effective as they could be.
Unless you have specific information about the patient, that's you. And that specific information is obtained through a nutrition response testing evaluation. That's just been my clinical experience.